This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Brian,
wow,
remember those tracks?
I remember every single one of those.
Slinky Minx, of course, were on the dance scene way back in 2004 with their huge hit "Summer Rain." Belinda Carlisle, we love that version, and they've had hits over years overseas. Here in Australia, the girls are finally back with a new single, and they're back in the Joy Studios. Welcome, Anne-Marie and Michelle, Slinky Minx.
Slinky Minx.
Hello.
Hello.
You're looking fabulous, I must say.
Thank you. Thanks for the mega mix.
That's okay.
Yeah. We love a good mega mix, that Joy.
Especially for you, with love.
We were just saying, it feels like an episode of This Is Your Life.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Now, we have to say, obviously, there's two of you here, and we have to ask, what have you done with Belinda?
You don't have to ask you.
Have you dropped somewhere? What's happened?
Yeah, look, she's moved. She's living in another country.
Yeah.
No. Hidden her away. No, Belinda left a little while ago now.
2011?
Yeah, about 2011. Yeah. Very good. You've done your research.
Of course.
And she just decided to get out of the music industry. She's concentrating on other things now. She has a little boy. She's a mum, new mum.
So
she's doing exceptionally well, and we love her. We're still best of friends, still hang out all the time, and she loves the new single. Like, she's our number one supporter.
Yeah,
so
she's been really supportive. As soon as it came out, she's like, I bought it, I love it, got to repeat. Amazing.
What's it like hearing those tracks again? Because obviously back in the day, you went to primary school with Belinda.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you met Michelle. Was it 2001 you joined the girls?
Yeah, we've known each other since about 2000.
Mm. Yeah.
And yeah, we just decided that we should all start singing together. So
the big debut single was the Belinda Carlisle cover of Summer Rain.
Yes.
Why that track? Was it a favourite, or was it sort of a, was it a deliberate move?
It wasn't a deliberate move at all. We actually had quite a few other songs that we demoed, that we created, quite all of them originals, actually, except for Summer Rain. And it was through a very dear friend of ours, Ivan Goff, actually, who many of you would know from In My Mind, and a lot of, like, Flaunt It, all of, you know, producer friend who we've known for a long time. And he actually said, oh, why don't you do a cover of Summer Rain? That's a good song. And we were like, yeah, yeah, maybe we should. And it just was a bit of a fluke, to be honest. So,
because I'm sure Brian can relate to this. I remember dancing to Summer Rain at Exchange and Diva Bar.
Oh, yeah.
On the podiums.
Oh, not on the podium, Mayo.
I was gone off.
That track was always not, was probably one of the second, third or last, second or last song that used to get played at Diva Bar.
Yeah, it was so
many, many
moons
ago. Yeah, 3 a.m. What a tune.
And of course, off that you guys got to release Closer and also a double A-side with Keyless Whisper, which I'm a big George Michael fan.
Oh, we are too.
And that track was fantastic. A bit of a dance mix on that.
Yeah.
And you got to travel all over the country.
Yep.
You did a gig in Adelaide with Guy Sebastian.
Yes.
A huge gig. How many people, by the way?
Over 200,000.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was massive.
It was pretty nerve-wracking, can I tell you, because, yeah,
it's
we,
one of our bigger ones,
yeah, we were very, very excited.
What's your reaction, though, when you walk out on stage and you see that many heads in front of you? Oh. What goes through your head?
Screaming and jumping up and down and yelling out for you.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we just felt very blessed, to be honest, like just so grateful.
And slightly freaked out.
And slightly freaked out. I think my knees were knocking. Yeah.
Now, you were on tour as well, and you went to Darwin, and some mad things happened in Darwin, I hear.
Yes.
What mad things?
What, some mad fans?
Well, Anne-Marie and I don't like being on our own, so we actually decided to bunk up that night.
Good idea.
And, we were in there and then we hear this knock, knock, knock in room service and what? And had a look through the peephole and it wasn't room service. It was people.
So no one ordered bacon and eggs?
No.
No.
Oh. There was two guys standing there with a camera. So lucky we looked out the peephole. And then we freaked out. We went on the ground on all fours. I don't know why
oh
we did that.
Goodness.
But called our manager at the time and he came to the rescue. So... He got rid of the problem.
So Darwin's all right, though.
As Darwin's
a
whole.
Oh, we love Darwin.
Beautiful.
We've been up there several times. We've done some great gigs up there.
Except for the paparazzi.
The debut album, Electric Dreams, was released back in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Way of Life, one of your other singles, was a big hit in Finland.
We actually have had a lot of success overseas.
I know.
I think people probably don't realise. It's a lot. The same for a lot of artists, actually. You get a lot of success.
You can name drop here. So
you're allowed
Sweden,
to.
In the
Finland,
States as well.
Yeah, in the States for someday. In the UK, Sweden, Germany, Canada.
Yeah.
So
Italy,
we've been very fortunate. Yeah. I think it's Australia is sometimes a little smaller. So, you know, it's harder sometimes to get as much opportunity.
Our special guests in studio are Slinky Minx, Michelle and Anne-Marie. Let's play the new track.
Yes.
We'll come back and talk about it. This is brand new Slinky Minx, Lift Me Up. You'll enjoy.
You're on Joy 94.9 inside the Sound Museum on your Monday night. Slinky Minx, and that's the brand new single, Lift Me Up. And they're here with us in the studio tonight. We're having a chat to them.
Michelle and Anne-Marie. Now, that's the first time you hear the track on radio.
It is.
It is. We are
that's
very
exciting.
Grateful. Thank you.
Oh, that's all right. Special now, word. I guess most people would want to know, it's been a bit quiet on the Slinky Minx front lately, but you guys have been busy behind the scenes doing heaps of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. We've been working on this EP probably for about 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
So getting in the studio, working on a bunch of tracks, and then obviously, you know, a certain amount will make it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
We've also been doing a lot of writing with other artists. We've even vocaled a few tracks, not under Slinky Minx. Just under different
guises.
Yeah, different guises. AKA.
We love writing and recording. We love being in the studio and creating. So we often get asked to, you know, work with some of our friends who are in
the
industry.
We have friends who ask us to write their jingles as well. So
what sort of jingles? What are we talking?
Oh, I've done a ladies' feminine hygiene commercial.
Oh, very good.
So,
we like feminine
things,
hygiene.
So.
Sometimes it can get a bit nasty. Mm. And the track online, a cover of Real McCoy track called Another Night, which is with the Platinum DJs featuring you girls, but it's not official. Well, what happened there?
What happened was, you know, through the process of making the last album, we put down a bunch of tracks, potential tracks. That was one of them, just an idea. We went away, didn't think anything of it, obviously didn't make the final cut. And then a couple of years later, we see this release on iTunes.
A friend of ours actually told us and we were like, sorry?
So someone obviously came across our demo. It wasn't really a demo and took the vocals and then decided to release it. But we weren't aware till after the fact, so...
Gotta be careful. We could keep those recordings lock and key.
Yeah.
In the new track, Lift Me Up, produced by James Ash. Is that right from
James
Rogue Traders?
Yes. We love James. Rogue
Traders is a great band. And why this track as a new single? Why this track to release first?
I think we have got quite a few tracks that will be coming up on our EP. We'll have a second single in the new year. And it was just the one that resonated with all the people we played it to. And for us as well, I think we just, you know, when you do something and it feels really, really special. So for us, this one had that magic about it, more so than some of the
others. It's very euphoric. It's very,
It's very uplifting. Yeah. And it's quite current too. That was probably one of the last tracks that we worked on for the EP. So, you know, given all the feedback, as Michelle said, we just decided to launch with that one.
Is that the taste? Is that what we can expect off the EP, is more uplifting tracks like this one?
Yeah.
Without giving too much away.
It's our style. We're very happy people. We
I think people would be surprised, though, with the next EP. It's still Slinky Minx at the heart of it.
It is.
Probably more so being our vocals. But musically, we've kind of gone away a little bit from the pop sphere, more into dance. There's a few kind of trance tracks on there. So...
You're dabbling in everything.
People will be surprised,
Yeah, it's still very true to our sound. I think we've had some other releases which were just not major releases for us where club, we had club. To test out how we'd go with club, and that's what you do as an artist. You try things, you know, like all artists do. And, we've now know this is who we are and, I think we're very true to us.
The hard part for us is because we did launch with a cover and we're so grateful for the success of that board and the opportunities that are still coming our way because of it. I think the hard part for us is sometimes people want to pigeonhole us in a certain, you know, you've got to sound like that and you're this kind of artist. But, you know, at the end of the day, Michelle and I know exactly what Slinky Minx is supposed to sound like. We created this little band and with Belinda at the time too. So we feel really confident in this next EP. We've really just put our heads down, gone in the studio. No one's really directing us this time, whereas in the past we've had... Lots of opinions. Give us their opinions and say, you should do this and you should do that. And it got a little crazy at times. So, it feels good. This next record feels really good.
So the EP is out in the new year.
Yes.
You can get the new single, Lift Me Up, on iTunes now. Support local music and get a copy online. Thanks for coming in tonight, girls.
Thanks. Congratulations, too.
It's been so good seeing you both. It's been years since I've seen you guys.
And you haven't aged a bit, Leo.
Oh, don't tell him that.
Don't tell him that.
Leo, seriously, like a baby. You look like a baby.
Oh, it's
like
a secret.
Oh, no.
Coming up next is
his head's going to hit the door jam on the way out.
Keep it going, Brian.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.